Okay, we're continuing now with Romans chapter 3. In the last part of chapter 2, the Apostle Paul had said, I declared that he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and that a circumcision is of the heart, and not the letter, whose praise is of men, not of men, but of God. And then he asks, what advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So, he's asking, what is the advantage of being a Jew then? I mean, what was, God made a covenant with the Jews, and he said, you will be to me a people, and I will be to you a God. So what advantage is there in there? Well, he says the chief advantage was that to them were committed the oracles of God. Oracles is, you know, the utterances, the things that God has said. I mean, what greater advantage could one have in life than to have the sure word of God in their ears? So there's an advantage in that. And he says, so, well, what if they didn't believe? So their unbelief make the faith of God without effect. Because faith is the faith of God. I mean, I have faith, you have faith. But what we believe is the faith which God has dictated. That is his faith. You know, like we say, defenders of the faith. Or the faith. Christianity, the faith. It is that set of beliefs. So, does the unbelief of some people within that covenant, within those people, make God